future alumni, and he gives us a breakdown as to what's happening in the world in terms of the business aspect. We have a sneak peek as to what's happening in the markets as well. Andy's been bugging me this morning, and he wants to know what's your take on the sale of TikTok and the fact that Donald Trump wants to take a middleman cut. For what? Angas.
Yeah, this is a story that we are supposed to cover the past couple of days, but unfortunately we had issues. The sale of TikTok is as it goes. Now, you know, Americans like to be in the pulse of what's happening in the world and the globe, and they just want to be in touch with things that are trending. So what is initially happening is they picked up that TikTok is a very lucrative business and they want to buy it. However, they want to buy it on their terms. So Donald Trump wants the TikTok deal to go according to, the way America wants it and the way in the American terms. So they're using this as a sort of as a back and forth, a war, a tariff war between China and the U.S.
Now, look, I don't know how many people there are in the U.S. that use TikTok. But clearly it must be massive, though. Do they really need the American market to survive, or can they survive without it, you think?
They can actually survive without the American market, but however, the American market is, it broadens the whole thing. So normally what happens with Chinese companies and tech companies that are from the East, once the U.S. gets a hold of it, then everyone, the rest of the world wants to jump on it. So because it's lucrative that side and everyone is using it, now, that the U.S. wants to get a hold of it. Now Trump is using it as a political pawn to swindle the Chinese government.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, Andy says, interesting enough, they've got 54% of their total revenue from the U.S., do you think TikTok is going to give in to the pressures of the Donald Trump regime and sell TikTok according to their terms?
Well, it's very interesting what happens in that gentleman's mind. So you cannot actually just conclude and say Donald Trump would. Because what initially Donald Trump wants is China to, they're using this as a political tool. So Trump wants Microsoft to apply for the company and get it at these terms, and obviously the owners of the business are sort of trying to avoid going in Trump's terms, but I think TikTok can survive without the U.S. I think the whole world's catching on. They just worried that they do not have, also the other thing about the U.S. that they like is access to data. So with this app like this, it exposes a sort of data, the people, you get to know the people, information of people, where they live, what they like. That's also a very important thing, because as we know, data has become a very important commodity. I mean, it's close to, what oil is, the oil of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. No, true.
Yeah.
But by the way, in case you were wondering what's happening in Donald Trump's head, we found a soundtrack for it. Nobody knows what's happening in that man's head, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not only Trump who wants to take down, this TikTok giant. It's also Instagram, which is owned by Zuckerberg, and
yeah,
Facebook as well. Like, it's a whole beast. And I told you earlier, before we went on air, have you tried this thing called Reels? There's something called Reels. It's the same thing as what TikTok does, but it's on your Explorer. When you go to your Explorer, there's something called Reels, if you have updated version.
All right.
But you know how things are, Michelle. There's always Coke, and then there's that cola that Pick and Pay sells. You always go for the original Coke if you go for Coke. So TikTok is a force to be reckoned with. They do need more of that U.S. exposure, but on their terms. I don't think Microsoft is buying TikTok to stay relevant. I think they just want exposure. They just want to tap into that market that they haven't been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
It's also used, like I said, as a political toy.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep it moving. AB and Bev, Heineken halts South African projects over booze ban. I saw that there was, I'm not sure if this is the same story, that there was talks of about 12 billion rand, or was it about, there was like a 5 billion rand upgrade or something like that, and then that didn't go ahead because of the fact that they are not selling anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our South Africans, some of our South Africans who like themselves a good time will be forced to, you know, cut back a little, as, you know, AB InBev has announced that they will be halting on a project that the project spend that will be about five billion rand. Mm-hmm. Now, this comes after, you know, the president's announced a sudden alcohol ban. Now, we also know that Consol Holdings will also be halting their project, an increase in the plant project of 1.5 billion rand. Now, to put this in context, with all this halts that you know that were implemented, the government has lost tax revenue of almost 5 billion rand. From boost sales.
So it's
bound about 8 million rand a day in terms of Consol, and with AB InBev, they're losing 2.5 million rand a day.
Yeah. Jeez, this is massive. I mean, you know what? I knew that, you know, when you mentioned the fact that the alcohol ban was put in place, I knew that, you know, the AB InBev would suffer because they're not making any sales. But for some reason,